Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their telephone. You'll hear a tone to confirm that you have entered the queue. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Questioners on the phone are requested to disable the loudspeaker mode and eventually turn off the volume from the webcast while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star one at this time. The first question comes from Venditti Andreas von Tobel. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my questions. First one on personal loans. You mentioned that assets have stabilized and have started to increase again since the second quarter. Maybe you could explain a bit what's going on. Is it a market effect, or is this more from what you're doing? Actually, what you mentioned in terms of, you know, a quality focus, especially on new business, this would, you know, still mean very selective. So maybe you could explain there. And maybe on this credit quality and quality focus, as Volker mentioned, there has been quite a shift on the new business side. Can we expect this to remain and therefore over time to be reflected also in a lower loss rate over, you know, some time? Then on the net interest margin guidance, 5.5 around that for the full year would mean a slight uptick in the second half. You know, on the rate cap, there's going to be probably still some pressure, if I'm not mistaken. So would this mainly come from interest expense, and would you be able to provide any guidance on funding costs? Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Andreas, for the questions. Let me kick this off, and then I hand over to Volker for some more color on the loss line side, and then Pascal on the other questions. So indeed, look, we're pleased with the recent momentum we're seeing in personal loans, and it does reflect a shift in terms of the recent quality that we've brought in the books. Right, you've seen this in Volker's slide with the second quarter new volume that we've originated. Look, I'd say, Andreas, we talked a bit before about sort of a softened macro environment, right, and pressure on some households in terms of cost of living, and I'd say this is just, you know, regular diligence that we apply across the cycle, and we're just cautious in some of these segments, and hence a focus on origination's quality improvements that we've recently seen. So I'd say you know, we would expect to have continued focus on this quality improvement, and as always, this triangle of volume, price, and risk. We'll fine tune that as we go along. But I'll let Volker add a bit more color on this.
Yeah, I can echo what you have been saying, Volker. So we remain focused on the quality, on what we are putting on our book, especially in times where we deem it to be a softened macro environment, because what we have been learning from the past is that in a softened macro environment, better quality segments are less exposed to volatility, which and we want to have predictable results. Kind of on your question, if that over time would also lead to improving loss rates, I think here I want to give some color in a sense that we do not intend to minimize the loss rate. We try to kind of keep the loss rate around 1%, also in line with our midterm targets, and rather optimize for the profitability. So we are constantly managing it, but for the year 2025, we keep our guidance or our expectation of a loss rate around 1%.
Thank you, Andreas. And regarding the net interest margin, as we said, so we guide as for the full year around 5.5, roughly as a stable. We are at 5.6 year end, and 5.4, 5.5, so quite stable. Clearly, as in the midterm, we expect the cost of funding to reduce following the easing of the monetary policies. And basically, as a, what does it mean? It means the tailwinds from the lower interest expense expected to offset by the impact of lower pricing on new business.
The next question comes from Nemes Mate, UBS. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for the presentation. A couple of questions, please. Firstly, on the regulatory interest rate cap, could you comment on the prospect of another percentage point cut to the interest rate cap? To what extent have you baked this into your statement that net interest margin could be, you know, stable beyond 2025 and the 5.5% level? Any sense of these would be very helpful. The second question would be on BNPL. I would be interested in a bit more color around portfolio consolidation, specifically the exited partnerships. What was the rationale behind this? They simply did not live up to expectations, did not generate the BNPL volumes, or anything else beyond that. And also in BNPL, could you comment on the timing of Globus and Zalando coming online? And perhaps a last follow-up on the loss rate and asset quality discussion. You very clearly shifted towards higher quality in new lending in the first half. You've been saying that you're seeing some stabilization and increase in assets again, and you clearly intend to optimize for profitability. Does that mean that you're open to higher growth in lower asset quality segments once concerns around, you know, cost of living ease a bit? Or what explains then the continued 1% guidance on Wall Street? Because that seems quite conservative, given the trends you've been mentioning. Thank you.
Thank you, Mate, for the questions. Very good. Let me kick this off, and then have my colleagues add additional color. So what I would say on the rate cap, there's a clear mechanism, right? And it's been I'd say reliably delivered on in the past, which I think that's the good news to start with. So look, basically, I'd say at a high level, Mate, we run these scenarios. Of course, we don't know if and when that will happen. But clearly, if you look across our book, right, different products would be impacted in different magnitude. And I'll let Pascal add a bit more color in terms of the details. But yes, I mean, if and when that happens, we'll obviously, you know, we would obviously have the offsetting on the funding side as well. Pascal, what would you add in terms of the different products here, perhaps?
Yes, so in terms of, if you look at on the page 26, the segment results, you see that actually the interest income on the payment is reduced by around 3 million for the first half of 2025. And this is mainly driven by the reductions of the interest cap that we had at January 1st of this year from 14 to 13% for the cards business. So if you analyze, then you can probably double around. And clearly, looking forward, no information has been made around the change at this point in time. But of course, this is calculated in our overall estimate around the net interest margin for this year and in the future.
Thanks, Pascal. Let me talk a bit about the buy now, pay later questions and then lead into loss rate with Volker, again, giving some more color. So the portfolio consolidation is mainly around some activity that we've had in invoice processing, which is really a non-core product to what we're doing in buy now, pay later. And as such, you know, exiting that and the related relationships actually allows us to focus much stronger on the core products that we drive and delivering growth against our ambitions. And as such, you know, I think, again, it gives us more focus and also the confidence that we've articulated around returning, make sure we get into growth on the payment side in the second half and going forward. And Globus and Zalando are contributors to that messaging and the confidence. They're essentially coming live as we speak this quarter. Clearly one element of lifting growth in the buy now pay later and the broader payments business. Lastly, on the loss rate, I think your observations are right in terms of stabilization, optimizing for profitability. You know, I think Volker sort of alluded a bit to this, right? We guide the around 1%. I'd say we fine-tune this regularly, right? This is something we look at on a quite frequent basis in terms of, again, volume, price, risk, mix, and you know, which segments we want to grow in to manage and maximize overall profitability. I think that's essentially how we think about it. But Volker, please add some color.
Yeah, absolutely right. So kind of the focus on quality will remain. It's not that we now suddenly go into worse quality. That's not our intention. What probably also can be added into that discussion is that we compare, obviously, the new business against what we have on the balance sheet. But the new business, obviously, is smaller than the assets that we have on the balance sheet, which means that the quality improvement of the assets will creep in over time. It will take some time. Therefore, we feel confident with the expectation that we have been giving for this year of around 1% loss rate and maintain a prudent guidance for the year.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marta.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one. The next question comes from Daniel Regli, Zürcher Kantonalbank. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning all, and thanks for the presentation, also for having my questions. Apologies, I was a bit late to the call, so I might have missed the start. But nonetheless, first question is a follow-up question on Matt's question about the eventual rate or cut in maximum interest rates. And can you give us an indication about how, what percentage of your personal loan book is still affected by an eventual cut in the maximum rates for consumer credits? And the second question is a bit on the cost development, where I potentially have missed a part of your comments. But it seems like H1 costs were still a bit elevated. So can I expect the majority of this reduction of 15 to 20 million guided will come through in H2 only? And then obviously, if you could just give me some more details on where the things are, where you think you can still reduce costs, or is this, for example, this IT decommissioning, is this already set in stone that this will happen, or are there still kind of open tasks to perform to achieve this cost guidance you gave for 26?
Thank you. Also on the rate cut, so obviously also for the cards business, this has a direct impact. So this is driven also by the short-term nature of the business, where basically also the adjusted interest rate so applies also to the full portfolio in the P-loan business and the auto business. So this is basically on the new business so only. Obviously for the auto business, so the impact also is not material. And for the P-loan business, so on one side, so with the further approach we had around better or high quality of risk, the dependencies so is a bit lower than in the past. Basically, so this is everything is considered in our net interest margin guidance and basically outlook.
Okay.
Regarding the cost and the reductions of the cost, first we are pleased with the first sign of materializations of our efficiency gains. So we had around 8 million of reductions, 6%, 8 million of reductions in cost. This is nicely within the guidance we gave for the 15 and 20 million for the full year. We clearly expect these benefits to continue to come through month by month. And this is mainly related to the continued reductions of the personnel costs and basically for this year and on the continuous lower reductions of amortizations costs related to end of life assets. Regarding the IT, the impact consolidations, strategic for project funding, decommissioning. This is more an expected impact though for 2026.
I see. Can you maybe just give me the amount of restructuring costs which have been in H1 25 still?
We don't have in H1 2025 restructuring costs.
Ah, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Holger Laubenthal for any closing remarks.
Yeah, very good, everyone. Thank you for listening in this morning. Thank you for the questions. Look, in summary, a strong start of the year with the 11% net income increase. We're pleased with the progress that we're making with the continuation of the transformation and strategic programs across the board, and you've heard our outlook confirming 25 and the 26 targets. And with that, have a great day, everyone, and thank you again for listening in.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye. We'll be right back.